Time for Name That Tune. Yesterday. 90s Soundtrack Edition.
Yes, this is inspired yesterday as I watched Major Payne, classic 1997 movie with Marlon Wayans. Hilarious. Great movie. Classic. I think it won like 4 Grammys.
Well, that's Damon, isn't it? Isn't Damon in Major Payne?
I don't know. I'm not
sure.
Did
you say it won 4 Grammys?
Yeah, for sure. It's got one of the best soundtracks of all time.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Yeah. If you've never played Name That Tune before, I've got 13 tunes for you to name and 13 clues to go along with them. I'll read the clue first. And if you don't know the tune based on the, if you know the tune based on the clue, buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Everybody touch the buzzer.
Steve. Mailing.
Right. Wonderful job. If you don't know the tune based off of the clue that I'm reading, then I will play the tune for you. Same rule. Name is your buzzer. Try him again.
Steve.
Great job. All but Hot Wings. He was not prepared because he's got a mouthful of coffee.
I said,
All right, we begin with tune and clue number one. This song was used in so many 90s movies. Pretty Woman, Dumb and Dumber, Au Pair, and more. And in this song, the singer is blown away by how beautiful this
Free
woman
beer.
Is. Free beer.
Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison.
I'll give it to you. It's Oh, Pretty Woman, but yes.
Oh.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you.
Mercy.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me?
The great Roy Orbison.
We move along with tune and clue number two. This song was used in a memorable scene in the 1997 movie Austin Powers International Man of Mystery. It's when Austin slays the Fembots with his mojo. Here's your tune number
Free
two.
Beer.
Free beer.
Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking.
No. Here's your tune number two.
Oh,
Steve.
Hot Wings.
I Touch Myself, The Divinals.
Oh, yeah.
I love myself. I want you to love me. When I feel down, I want you above me. I search myself. I want you to find me. I forget myself.
I still love those movies. They're fun.
Ridiculous, but so fun.
Very ridiculous.
All right, tune and clue number three. In this joyful song of devotion, this singer doesn't just think about her man. She does something for him every day, starting from the moment she wakes up in the morning and continues throughout her workday. She sounds a little codependent, though, saying, "To live without you would only be heartbreak for me." And there's even a chance that's, that it is an unrequited love, as she says, "Why don't you answer my prayer?" Nonetheless, most ears hear this as an expression of true love. Hot Wings.
Say a Little Prayer, Dionne Warwick.
That's right.
Wow.
From My Best Friend's Wedding.
Yes. It's one of the best openings to a movie.
Say a little prayer for you. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. When combing my hair now, and wondering what dress you wear now, I say a little prayer for you. Forever, forever and ever, ever, you stay in my heart, and I will love you. Forever, forever and ever, ever, we never were part of how I love you.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Really?
Malin, it's your
probably
jam.
I've heard the Aretha Franklin version. That one's pretty popular, too.
Maybe.
Really?
Those words seemed not remotely familiar.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, that is surprising.
That is. All right, we continue along with tune and clue number four. If you're just now tuning in, this is Name That Tune, songs from 90s movie soundtracks. This played a big part in Quentin Tarantino's 1992 movie Reservoir Dogs, where a sadistic character...
Tommy.
Free beer.
Steeler's wheels stuck in the middle with you.
That's right.
That is sadistic.
I can only think of him dancing when I get...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight. I got the feeling that something ain't right. I'm so scared in case I'll
fall. That actor just died,
chair,
right?
And I'm
the cut the ear.
Michael Madsen.
Yeah. Maybe.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should.
Yes, he did. July 3rd. Yeah.
I saw a clip this weekend. This is wildly tangential. But bear with me.
Okay.
Fiona Apple was dating Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, like when she first hit fame and or shortly thereafter.
Okay.
And she said that if you ever want to quit cocaine, spend a weekend with Paul Thomas Anderson and the director of that movie, Quentin Tarantino. She said that was the weekend she decided to never try cocaine again because those two went crazy.
Really?
Dang.
And that's not surprising, but I was surprised that she was dating Paul Thomas Anderson.
Because
she seemed like she would have been much younger than him. And she probably was.
Probably was.
All right, we've got time for one more in this round?
Yes.
All right, tune in clue number 5. This movie's from Clueless. And this group's lead singer wrote this song when she was frustrated with her dad for being overprotective of her, yet her brother got free reign of everything. She said, I wouldn't trade being female for anything. But guys just don't understand the burden it can be to be a girl sometimes.
Hot wings. No doubt, just a girl.
Nailed.
Yeah. Hell of a soundtrack on this one.
Yeah.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed and it's no big surprise. Don't you think I know exactly where I
Name that tune, 90s soundtrack edition.